So hey, this is Peter, and I am road testing the Zoom H1 recorder. The microphone in use at this moment in time, for those of you in the know, is the Audio Technica. Apologies, it's the Audio Technica MB microphone. The problems that I had prior to, and you would have known this or heard it on last week's Sideshow, was the lead that I was using between the microphone and, at the time, the Sony ICD MX20 recorder was causing some, you might say, static or high levels when you threw it into Audacity for editing. Yeah, so at this moment in time, I have the Zoom H1 set on low cut off, auto level off, recording format is set to MP3, and we're recording at 192 MHz in the MP3 format. The thing about the H1 recorder over the ICD MX20, and partly why I'm talking here, just again, for those of you in the know, is microphone level, so it can come right to this, or else it can go right to that, and it's just picking it up. But the beauty about the H1 is that you can see there's graphic equalizers for both speakers, which is great. Surprisingly how unusual it is to see that, and also the battery power, again, versus the ICD MX20, it takes the normal AA batteries, as we would know them, as versus the AAA. It only takes one in the H1. Again, the ICD MX20 would take two of the AAA batteries. And also, I think, very, very simple again, but the H1 Zoom has an on-off button. Get a load of that, which means you're not burning battery when it's not in use. The only thing that I'm not mad on is on the LCD display is, for example, if you did 20 recordings in one day, it does happen, you'd be able to quickly scroll through on the ICD MX20 and see all of those files in place, and that's absolutely grand. I know that you did, yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 interviews, for example. Against that, in the Zoom, you need to kind of scroll through. That said, the standard card that it comes with, set at 192 MHz in MP3 format, gives you about 20 hours recording, which is a lot to goof around with. But if you're heading away for a weekend, you know, you'd easily do, well, you might easily do that kind of level. I'll post this up on audioboo.fm/Donegan, is where we'll put it. That's where all my random recordings are. For the more professional recordings, you'll find them up on sideshow.com, and you'll catch last week's interview, which would have been done on the ICD MX20, and you'll also get what happens when leads tend to bend ever so slightly, or the tips seem to frail. I'd been talking to CSS Audio Visual in Clontarf about it, and we were trying to pinpoint where the problem had come from with the in the lead. It's a very, very simple thing, but it more the knowing kind of prevents me from doing it again, if that makes sense to you. But other than that, there you go. And again, the beauty about the H1 over the MX20 is, I suppose, there is no converting of audio. It records it, and therefore then when you jack it into your computer, it saves it in MP3 format, which is not so much a major time saver, more just one less thing to be doing, if that makes sense to you. So there you go. Any other information you're looking for, if you head to DonneganLandscaping.com, that's DonneganLandscaping.com, or I'm at Donegan Gardens on the Twitter if you want to have a chat back. We're standing at 4 minutes 32 at this moment in audio. Okay, going for upload. Ciao.